It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Left of Lansing Friday Short for July 19th of 2024. As President Biden's campaign continues to struggle, and more congressional and Senate Democrats are calling for him to step down from the race in order to save democracy, some of his most ardent supporters are claiming that by forcing Biden to clear the way for Vice President Kamala Harris, let's say, or whoever else, that will bring chaos inside the party with 3 months remaining in the campaign. And you're hearing some claiming that the chaos of the 1968 Democratic Convention gave us Richard Nixon, and that the same kind of chaos will happen again this year, giving us Donald Trump. Many people I read and follow, and whom I agree with 90% of the time, are the ones making this argument, like historian Nicole Hannah-Jones. She's saying that the 1968 convention must serve as a lesson for those calling for Biden to drop out. She tweeted an electoral map from the 1968 race between Democratic Vice President Hubert Humphrey and former Republican VP Richard Nixon, and the map showed Nixon winning with 301 Electoral College votes, which she says proves her point how the Democratic turmoil that year handed Nixon the election. But I have another angle on that. And you have to remember this. Nixon won by just under 1 percentage point. It was a close race. Democrats coalesced to make it a close race, so it was not a real blowout for Richard Nixon. But Nicole Hannah-Jones is making a great argument as to why my state of Michigan must pass Democratic State Representative Kerry Reingans's bill, making my state part of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, because the Electoral College sucks and has given us the biggest right-wing majority on the Supreme Court. Yes? Had we been part of this popular vote interstate compact, Nixon would have won the election, regardless of the Electoral College in 1968. But second, I don't believe Biden is being pushed out because of popular vote concerns. In fact, a lot of polls are showing Biden and Trump pretty close nationally. However, we know that for Democrats to win the Electoral College, they have to win the popular vote by 4 percentage points or more. Just remember that, because just 44,000 votes in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin separated Biden and Trump from a tie in the Electoral College in 2020. So Biden won by over 7 million votes nationwide, but it came down to just 44,000 votes in those three states to help Biden secure the Electoral College victory. And swing state polls aren't augmenting Biden's argument to stay in this race, which is why Democratic leaders are now going public and saying Biden must step down. But I want to address the 1968 Democratic Convention boogeyman argument, if you don't mind. There was going to be a fight on the convention floor no matter what that year, after Lyndon Johnson announced that he wasn't running again. And despite many of Johnson's tremendous domestic policy victories, the Vietnam War tore the party apart. When Minnesota Senator Eugene McCarthy nearly defeated Johnson in New Hampshire that year, and then this New York Senator named Bobby Kennedy stirred everything up completely and scared the hell out of Nixon and the Republicans, Johnson saw the writing on the wall, so he stepped aside. And Bobby joined McCarthy, running as the anti-war candidates, but he was able to pull together a coalition of voters consisting of working-class whites, blacks, and Hispanic voters. He would then go on to win Indiana, D.C., Nebraska, and the South Dakota primaries, but it was his victory in the winner-take-all California primary that gave Bobby Kennedy all kinds of momentum heading into the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. He was going in second to Hubert Humphrey in the delegate lead, and Humphrey hadn't entered the race until April 27th, and he could not get close to Bobby in any primary. But right after his California victory, of course, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. Now, we'll never know, of course, if Bobby Kennedy lived, that he would have won. It's always been my belief that he wins the nomination and defeats Nixon, but RFK wasn't there. The convention then was in chaos, thanks in part to Chicago Mayor Richard Daley sending in cops to beat up college students protesting the Vietnam War. It was an implosion. Horrible for the Democrats, but still, Democrats somehow nearly beat Nixon. If Biden steps down now, Democrats will have plenty of time to coalesce around the top of the ticket, which I believe has to be Kamala Harris, and then she can pick one of our popular Democratic governors for VP. Also, let's be honest, Trump is no Nixon. As we watch from his Republican convention speech, Donald Trump's brain is mush, and he can be defeated quite handily. All Democrats need is an aggressive, energetic, and articulate messenger, somebody who can campaign. That is part of being a politician. You have to connect with people. You hear people always say, a week is a lifetime in politics. 3 months is plenty of time to win the election. And just think of all of the excitement this year's Democratic convention will bring to the public. Stop using the specter of 1968 as a reason to be scared about getting Biden to step aside. The circumstances there were different, and despite the chaos of that 1968 convention, Democrats nearly won and probably would have won had Bobby Kennedy lived. Pass the torch to Harris and allow her and the party to go on a torrid campaign blitz for the next 3 months. It'll lead to an energized base, and it'll bring in so many independent voters, but even more importantly, it'll help down-ballot Democrats, which is the ultimate goal, especially here in Michigan, as we try to keep the state house blue. Don't be afraid. As FDR said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Don't be afraid. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.